Now, we have here verses 14 and 15 has to do with houses. When a man shall sanctify his house to be holy unto the Lord, then the priest shall estimate it, whether it be good or bad, as the priest shall estimate it, so shall it stand. And if he that sanctified it will redeem his house, then he shall add the fifth part of the money of thy estimation unto it, and it shall be his. You see, the home of a man is his most sacred material possession, and he could pledge it to the Lord. And a Christian home, as well as the children of Christians, I think should be dedicated to God. And the man here could continue to live in his house and begin paying rent to God as the owner, you see. That's what he should have done in a case like this. And I think there are great many folk. I had a man that had me come out and dedicate his house. He said, now, Dr. McGee, this is God's house. And he told me, he said, you can just come out here anytime you want to. Well, I had a house of my own. I didn't need to be running out there. But that's the way he put it. And I want you to know this is God's house. Well, I'll be honest with you. You would think if it's God's house and he's living in it, he ought to be paying God some rent. And you know he never did pay God any rent. And I think that that's on God's book. Somebody says, you mean to tell me you think it's this literal? Friends, I know it's this literal. God gets right down to the nitty-gritty where you and I are living today, and we prove whether we are genuine in this area of our free will. This is where you and I demonstrate whether we are really genuine or not. This is a tremendous section. Now, there is so much else we could go in, but it all has to do with these things that have to do with a vow. And God insisted that his rights always be observed. And yet, in verses 28 and 29, notwithstanding, no devoted thing that a man shall devote unto the Lord of all that he hath, both of man and beast of the field of the possession, shall be sold or redeemed. Every devoted thing is most holy unto the Lord. I think here that all of these devoted things, that God wants them absolutely then to pass through his hands in one way or another. Now, I have to come to the conclusion of this chapter and to this book. As you can see, there's so much more that could be said about this chapter and about the book. We have really been in one of the great books of the Bible. I repeat it again. This, my friends, is, I suppose, one of the greatest books that's in the Word of God. And I would say all important for God's people to know its spiritual truths. Verse 34 says, these are the commandments which the Lord commanded Moses for the children of Israel in Mount Sinai. The believer today can be thankful for the grace of God in this day, so that what we do for God today, we do it voluntarily. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. All based, you see, on that. Oh, today, if we love him, we want to do the thing that will please him. How important these things are.